Welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily. Today we're discussing the paper FinGround, Detecting and Grounding Financial Hallucinations via Atomic Claim Verification. Financial hallucinations matter because incorrect or unsupported claims from LLMs can cause real financial harm and compliance issues. In this episode, Jamie will explain the method and evidence, and Mark will cover deployment and operational implications.
At a high level, FinGround treats hallucination detection as atomic claim verification, breaking outputs into discrete claims and attempting to ground each claim to evidence. That framing shifts the problem from vague faithfulness scores to verifiable claim-level checks against sources. I'll detail the detection and grounding pipeline and the evaluation metrics in the next segment.
Operationally, this focus on atomic claims is useful because it maps cleanly to use cases like financial reporting, analyst assistance, and decision support. In the following discussion, I'll address deployment considerations such as retrieval latency, provenance tracking, and how to interpret the paper's reported results in production contexts. That should help listeners bridge the method to real-world systems.
FinGround frames hallucination detection as atomic claim verification. The model output is segmented into discrete claims, and each claim is checked against external evidence. This lets the system report which specific assertions are unsupported rather than a single faithfulness score. The pipeline described separates claim extraction, retrieval of candidate documents, and a grounding verification step that matches claims to evidence. The novelty lies in that claim-level decomposition and explicit grounding, which prioritizes verifiable units over holistic plausibility judgments. Grounding here means linking a claim to one or more documents or passages that directly support it, with an explicit indicator when no supporting evidence is found. The paper evaluates grounding quality alongside detection, treating missing or contradictory evidence as failure modes for claims. Regarding evaluation, the authors use an evaluation set focused on financial claims and apply standard verification style metrics to assess detection and grounding performance. I don't want to state specific numeric results here, since those details aren't provided in our brief. They compare against baseline verification approaches and report relative improvements in the paper's reported metrics, suggesting the atomic claim framing helps both detection and grounding. The paper also analyzes error modes to show where grounding still fails, such as ambiguous claims or missing source coverage.
So to summarize, FinGround breaks outputs into atomic claims, retrieves candidate evidence, and attempts to ground each claim, shifting evaluation to claim-level verification. Jamie, thanks for that clear breakdown. Mark, I'll hand this to you to discuss practical implications and deployment concerns.
In practice, this approach maps well to concrete workflows like financial reporting, analyst assistance that must cite sources, and decision support tools where auditors need claim-level provenance. Those use cases benefit directly from knowing which assertions are unsupported or require human review. Deployment-wise, the main considerations are retrieval latency, index freshness, and provenance tracking so that grounded sources are auditable. You also need robust caching, clear versioning of source corpora, and instrumentation that ties model claims back to retrieved documents for traceability. The paper also notes limitations relevant to production. The method focuses on atomic factual claims and may not cover subjective analysis or complex multi-step reasoning. Dataset coverage is another constraint. If the evidence corpus lacks niche financial documents, grounding will fail even for true claims. Interpreting the reported results for operations means treating lab improvements as directional, not definitive. Expect gaps when scaling to enterprise data and adversarial phrasing. Practically, adopt human-in-the-loop verification for high-risk outputs, calibrate model thresholds, and monitor precision and false negative rates over time. Finally, plan for continuous evaluation. Expand the evidence corpus, run adversarial tests for paraphrase robustness, and track grounding coverage metrics so you can quantify where the system still misses support. That gives operators a roadmap to integrate FinGround-style checks while managing risk. For operators, start by adopting claim extraction and a retrieval-backed grounding step as lightweight checks on high-risk outputs. Implement human-in-the-loop review for flagged claims and prioritize logging of claim-to-source links for auditability. Set conservative thresholds initially and run pilots on representative workloads.
From a research perspective, focus next on improving claim extraction precision and grounding robustness, and expand evaluation to cover diverse financial document types. The paper highlights error modes like ambiguous claims and missing source coverage that need targeted datasets and model improvements. Those are reasonable next steps before broad deployment.
For monitoring, track metrics such as grounding coverage, precision of supported claims, and false negative rate on withheld test sets. Add adversarial paraphrase tests to detect brittle grounding behavior and version control your source corpora. Regular audits should tie claims back to the exact retrieval snapshot used.
To recap, FinGround's main contribution is operationalizing atomic claim verification so systems can report which specific assertions lack support. That shift enables clearer triage and more auditable outputs for financial applications.
Realistically, expect reductions in unsupported assertions, but not a zero hallucination system. Grounding fails when the corpus lacks coverage or claims are inherently subjective. Begin with targeted high-risk flows and scale as you measure improvements.
When interpreting the paper's reported gains, remember those metrics reflect the curated financial evaluation set and retrieval assumptions. Benchmark on your organization's data before extrapolating lab numbers to production.
Alex, thanks Mark and Jamie. For listeners interested in the work, read the paper to understand the datasets and error analysis so you can plan an evaluation. To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.